All right, great to be back now with Lynn English High School football coach Chris Carroll. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Nice to be back. Nice to be talking football in May.
It's really something, man. It really is. As we record this on a Friday, it's a beautiful day. You got a game tonight, and we'll get to that in a minute. I want to get to all the goings on and stuff. But first, I want to look back, maybe the last couple of weeks, Coach. You know, you started out with a very short preseason and so on, and you opened up with a tough one, and then had another tough one last week against Revere. But I'm sensing there's some improvement that you can boast about.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you hit it right, you know, head on. Short preseason, open up with Everett, you know, tall task, and then go right to Revere. And, you know, Revere's a solid football team, and they played tough, a lot of seniors. And, you know, we had improvements last week, not as much as I would have thought, but, you know, there were some nice things, and we're hoping to carry any momentum we had from that game into, you know, our rivalry game tonight against Lynn Classical. But, you know, the kids are out there, they're playing hard, and I think at the very least, you know, conditioning's improving and getting used to a four-quarter game.
Well, that's what I was going to ask about. You know, the focus right now and the commitment at this point where it's, you know, seniors especially, they're looking forward to the end and football is out of season. Maybe a comment, if you would please, Coach, on the overall culture or understanding of practice and that kind of thing, how the kids are working together or not.
You know, it's interesting, right? Because seniors, you know, we have senior night tonight. Seniors are graduating in less than a month. They're graduating in less than a month and they're playing football right now.
Yeah.
Baseball starting up, and then baseball starts up in a week and a half, or lacrosse or any spring sport. So the culture of practice, I got to say, attendance, you know, has been spot on, especially from the seniors. You know, are there some days where, you know, you have to really, you know, push the energy as a coach and push the focus? You do, and you know, you try to be mindful of the fact that nothing is ordinary right now, but the kids are there, they're focused, you know, 99 times out of 100, they're working hard always, and you know, it's really, among, you know, besides win-loss record and, you know, not even thinking about that, having the kids out there playing football with the commitment that they've had has been great. I really can say that.
I hear that everywhere, Coach. You know, it's always great to win. That's why you guys keep score, of course, interscholastically. But these are special circumstances. And the fact that you are succeeding by getting these kids to compete and they're learning something at the same time, and dare I say it, they're having fun. And it sounds like you are, too. It sounds like the coaches are having fun. Is that true?
It is. You know, I mean, you coach for a certain reason, right? You love the game of football. You love coaching. You love teaching. And, you know, just to be back out there and, you know, competing, like you just mentioned, I think, you know, that compete side of everything is really important for the kids. And, you know, and us coaches would be lying if we didn't say that we love that side of it, you know, and that's why you're out there coaching. And, you know, you're coaching the kids and you're trying to teach them, and you love the competition.
Mention a kid or two, if you would, please, Coach, who's demonstrated leadership both at practice and on the field. I know you guys have come up short a couple of times, but there's been improvement on defense and on offense. So maybe you could mention one or two kids.
Jesse Maggs, our quarterback, junior quarterback, just ultra competitive. I can say that he brings it every single day, and he loves football. You know, he's out there. You know it. You see it. He's trying. He's motivating his teammates. Kid loves football. He's had two tough opponents. I think he's got, but I do think he's got four total touchdowns in the two games. He's doing a really good job. And also Ryan DeWan. He's a senior three-year starter for us, two-way captain on the offensive and defensive line, leader of that group, and done a really good job. And I have to mention the guy right next to him, who's Nolan Mulcahy, another junior captain, two-way starter, D-line, O-line. Those three guys have really done a great job leading the team in practice during the games as well.
Great to hear. Well, let's turn our attention to tonight, the game a few hours away. This is the Thanksgiving Day game, with Lynn Classical High School. Classical, sort of in the same straits as, working with young kids and, you know, this weird season for the GBL. But Chris, I gotta tell you, and I don't have to tell you or Coach Vaughn this, Classical and English have matched up with some of the most amazing football games in the area in high school sports, because there have been many times when one has been at the top, the other at the bottom, and the bottom has beaten the top, and crazy finishes. So even though it's off season, if you will, this is a great matchup for you guys.
It is a great matchup. It's a great matchup for the community as well. I know there's a lot of excitement around tonight's game. I've been hearing a lot through this week, particularly last night, this morning, and I know the kids are very excited. Anytime the Tulane schools match up with each other, you know, it's just, it's cross town. It has a great tradition, a great sense of community, and the kids are excited. And like you said, there's been some great games over the year. I've been fortunate to be part of this rivalry for a long time. You know, my dad was a coach. I played in it. Now I'm coaching on one side of it. And, you know, I know Coach Vaughn very well. He coached me in high school. So, you know, there's a lot of relationships there between the kids, coaches, parents, what have you. And, we're really excited for tonight. Everyone's been asking, oh, what's it going to be like playing classical in May? My answer is always the same. You know, Thanksgiving special. You're never going to replace Thanksgiving. But anytime the two teams get together, you know, it's always a great atmosphere, and I anticipate a great game tonight.
Absolutely. That is Lynn English High School football coach Chris Carroll. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.